news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Airstrikes again?
President Biden ordered precision airstrikes on Iran-backed militia facilities in the Iraq-Syria border region. Press Secretary John Kirby saying, quote, the targets were selected because these facilities are utilized by Iran-backed militias that are engaged in unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq. The U.S. strikes reportedly targeted two sites in Syria and one in Iraq, including operational and weapons storage facilities. The airstrikes were meant to disrupt and deter attacks the militia groups have conducted against U.S. interests in Iraq. The first strike Biden ordered as president were back in February. They hit another site used by Iranian-backed militia groups in Syria.
This is the only thing that comes to me. I'm not signing.
The Biden gaffe struck again. The White House on Saturday released a statement clarifying that President Biden will sign a bipartisan infrastructure deal even if it isn't paired with an American Families Plan that Senate Democrats are also working on. Huh? Biden and a group of senators, five Republicans and five Democrats, announced a $600 billion infrastructure deal on Thursday. But Biden told reporters that if the infrastructure deal is, quote, the only thing that comes to me, I'm not signing it. It's in tandem. And he actually said the same thing when they emerged from the Oval Office to proclaim that they had a deal.
I expect that in the coming months this summer, before the fiscal year is over, that we will have voted on this bill, as well the infrastructure bill, as well as voted on the budget resolution. But if only one comes to me, this is the only thing that comes to me, I'm not signing it.
In walking back his pronouncement, Biden said those comments, quote, created the impression that I was issuing a veto threat on the very plan I had just agreed to, which was certainly not my intent. In fact, he continued, I gave my word to support the infrastructure plan, and that's what I intend to do. I fully stand behind it without reservation or hesitation. Okay. Well, Senators Rob Portman and Mitt Romney said on Sunday that the deal would move forward now that President Biden has clarified that he would sign the bill with or without another bill that has only Democratic support. This makes my brain hurt. Well, coming back to Florida, search and rescue workers have discovered eight bodies while excavating the 12-story condo in Surfside, Florida that collapsed early Thursday. A ninth victim died at the hospital. Four recovered bodies have been identified, and 152 residents of the Champlain Tower South are still unaccounted for. It isn't yet clear what caused the collapse, but a 2018 engineering report released by the town of Surfside over the weekend warned of, quote, major structural damage in the tower's pool deck slab and, quote, abundant cracking and spalling of concrete columns, beams, and walls in the building's parking garage. Repairs were reportedly underway on the building's roof before the collapse, but the engineering firm that wrote the report said that concrete restoration had not yet begun. New York prosecutors gave Donald Trump's lawyers until Monday afternoon to present arguments against the filing of charges targeting the Trump Organization. This, according to the Washington Post, citing two people familiar with the matter. The deadline indicates that Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. and State Attorney General Letitia James are considering filing criminal charges against Trump's company after more than 2 years of investigations. Vance convened a grand jury earlier this year, but nobody has been charged yet. Prosecutors have been looking into suspicions that Trump's company undervalued its properties to lower its taxes and inflating their value to get better loans. There are also questions about gifts given to employees in lieu of pay, perhaps avoiding taxes. Stay tuned. The Pacific Northwest is experiencing heat like perhaps never before. Cities from Eugene, Oregon, to Canada's British Columbia broke records with the hottest temperatures in history on Sunday. Eugene hit 111 degrees, topping its 1981 record of 108. Portland reached 112, beating its all-time high of 108 degrees from Saturday. And Seattle hit a record 104 degrees Sunday evening. put it in context, in recorded history, Seattle has had 5 days of temperatures above 100 degrees. Wow. Two of them were this weekend, and another may come on Monday. And the town of Lytton, Lytton, L-Y-T-T-O-N in Canada, it's about 95 miles northeast of Vancouver. On Sunday, it reached 116 degrees, making it the hottest temperature ever recorded in Canada. Stay safe, everyone. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.